This program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Fidelity.com, CNBC, Kiplinger's July issue, and Money.com. Three reasons to stay invested right now. This article is from Fidelity Wealth Management on Fidelity.com and dated 6/22/2022. Three key takeaways. Volatility is common, especially in the later part of an economic expansion. Two, historically, many investors who moved out of stocks during down markets didn't fare as well as those who stayed the course. And three, to help manage volatility, consider whether your stock and bond mix matches your tolerance for risk, and consider adding assets that may offer inflation protection. With inflation running high, uncertainty around the war in Ukraine, and recession worries rising, many investors are wondering whether it makes sense to take some or all of their money out of the market and wait until the economic storms pass. But while that might seem like a smart move if the markets continue to drop, even a short-term move to the sidelines can hurt your long-term returns and decrease the odds of achieving your financial goals, according to Naveen Malwal, an institutional portfolio manager with Strategic Advisors, LLC. Historically, we haven't seen a flight to safety pay off, Malwal says. Despite some challenges investors may see, keeping your assets in cash may be a poor proposition right now. Malwal cites three reasons why. Number one, market volatility is normal. Recently, both stocks and bond prices fell or have fallen on expectations of rising interest rates and lower growth going forward. But that reflects a deliberate decision on the part of the Federal Reserve to dampen economic growth in order to tamp down rising inflation. There's also no clear indication that a recession is imminent, according to Malwal. About 80% of companies in the S&P 500 wound up exceeding earnings expectations in the first quarter, and many also modestly improved their outlook for 2022. We believe the U.S. economy is still expanding, but in a mature part of the cycle, where the expansion is occurring at a slower rate, he says. And while market corrections can feel scary, they don't necessarily indicate future losses. In fact, double-digit drops are surprisingly common in the stock market. Yet the S&P 500 has historically finished most years with a positive return. And as the chart below, which I'll describe in a second, shows, stocks have historically recovered even from major downturns and delivered long-term gains. The chart referenced is a graph with the x-axis of 1985 through 2020. The Y, or vertical axis, shows the S&P 500 index from 0 to 5,000. In 1985, the graph line starts at about 1 or 200. It runs through Black Monday, the collapse of the USSR and Berlin Wall, the Persian Gulf War. It's rising slowly. Then it starts to pick up steam. Asian financial crisis, dot-com bubble bursts, there's a drop-off. September 11th, the Iraq War starts to rise back up again. Then the global financial crisis hits in 2009. It drops down. It heads up again. The sovereign debt crisis, the fiscal cliff, the Brexit, a little bit of a drop, but is continuing to increase at a fairly steep rate. The pandemic hits, very sharp drop, but almost immediately rises back up again. It peaks at 5,000, and now it currently is down to close to 4,000. Number two, the best returns often happen when everything feels the worst. Counterintuitive as it may seem, some of the best days in the stock market have historically occurred during bear markets. What we've seen historically is that investors who give themselves a timeout of the market very rarely come back in at the right time, says Malwal. negative headlines can persist for some time. Investors typically wait for good news, and by the time that happens, they've often missed some of the strongest days of market performance. And missing out on those big days can make a significant difference in your long-term return. As the chart below, which I'll describe in a second, shows, a hypothetical investor who missed out just the best 5 days in the market over the past 4 decades could have reduced their long-term gains by 38%. Someone who missed the best 10 days could have undermined their gains by 55%. The chart shows the hypothetical growth of $10,000 invested in the S&P 500 index from January 1, 1980 until March 31, 2021. If you're invested fully all days, you gain $1.09 million. Missing the best 5 days, you're down 38% to $676,000. Missing the best 10 days, down 55% to $487,000. Missing the best 30 days, down 84% to $177,000. And missing the best 50 days, down 93% to $78,000. Moreover, many of today's challenges have already been absorbed by the market, according to Malwell, such as the expectation that the Federal Reserve will continue increasing interest rates in order to combat inflation. When it comes to bonds, our belief is that the worst is now behind us, he adds. Number 3, holding cash may also be risky. With recent interest rate increases, yields on relatively safe accounts like money markets and high-yield savings accounts have risen, making them more attractive to savers. But returns on those accounts are still far below the current rate of inflation, meaning any money in those accounts will lose purchasing power over time. For example, if an investor puts $100 into a money market account today that returns 2% annually, it would be worth $102 a year later. But at an 8% inflation rate, goods that cost $100 today will cost $108. Historically, a diversified mix of stocks and bonds have provided a better chance of outpacing inflation over the long term, says Malwell. So here's a better plan of action. Instead of turning to cash, Malwell suggests several moves that can offer protection and diversification in today's market. Number 1, build in some inflation protection. Within client accounts, Strategic Advisors LLC has been adding some assets that tend to do well in an inflationary environment, including commodities and real estate investment trusts, REITs. Number 2, check your bond exposure. Bond prices and yields move in opposite directions, so while rising interest rates tend to depress bond prices, yields have moved higher. In the current environment, Strategic Advisors LLC has added exposure to investment-grade and higher-yielding bonds within client accounts, along with Treasury Inflation-Protected Securities, or TIPS, which adjust in value according to the rate of inflation. And finally, number 3, assess your tolerance for risk. During bull markets, it can be tempting to take on additional risk, but a market downturn is a good opportunity to assess whether your asset mix is well aligned with your risk exposure. Investors who were tempted to take on more risk over the last few years likely experienced more volatility this year than those investors who regularly rebalanced their accounts, says Malwell. Greater volatility can lead to more stress for some investors, which unfortunately can lead to rash investment decisions. Regularly rebalancing the mix of investments in your accounts can help keep your risk level consistent in different types of markets. That can help take some of the sting out of future periods of market volatility that will inevitably occur. 70% of retirees would tell their younger selves to start saving earlier. This article is from CNBC.com by Carmen Reinecke, published June 25, 2022. The biggest piece of advice that people in retirement would pass along to their younger selves is simple. Start saving earlier for the end of your career. Roughly 70% of retirees said that changing their habits to save or invest more and earlier is the top advice they'd give their younger selves, according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute's Retirement Readiness Survey. The report surveyed more than 1,100 Americans aged 55 and older with at least $50,000 in financial assets in April and May of 2022. This is something we hear all the time, said Shawita Lawande, a certified financial planner and lead advisor at Francis Financial, a New York-based firm. In addition, about half of respondents said they wished they'd made certain changes earlier to better their current financial situation. This included being more aggressive with their investments, spending less, saving more, and working with a financial advisor to have a solid plan for retirement. One of the reasons many retirees are now feeling strapped is due to high inflation. The U.S. is experiencing the highest inflation in 40 years, which is pushing up prices of nearly all essentials, from housing, food at restaurants, and in grocery stores, gas, cars, and travel. More than half of those surveyed cited inflation as the top financial worry, keeping them up at night in retirement, the survey found. That beat out other key issues such as health care expenses, medical expenses, and worrying about running out of money. Many of the retirees we spoke to were not expecting the severity of inflation, said Bridget Bearden, research and development strategist at the Employee Benefit Research Institute. And it's only gotten worse since then. Taking note of current retirees' regrets, as well as what they think they did well financially, is important for younger investors. Starting to save and invest for retirement as soon as possible can mean you'll be ready to stop working earlier. Having more time for money in the stock market to appreciate and reap the benefits of compound growth can be a huge help in meeting one's financial goals. We cannot underestimate the power of time, Lawande said. It's also helpful to look to older investors who have been through many market cycles for discipline. Being able to apply context to investments is so powerful, said Lawande, adding that younger clients are actually more likely to reach out during downturns, worrying about money they have in the stock market. Don't react to what you're seeing in the market. Don't react from a place of fear. Trust the ship that you've built, she said. While the most prevalent advice was to start earlier, there were also things that retirees felt that they did right in preparing for retirement, and roughly 40% said they ultimately wouldn't make any changes in how they prepared. About 14% said they were glad they saved, and 10% specifically noted saving in an employer-sponsored 401k or 403b retirement plan. In addition, retirees said utilizing an individual retirement plan, paying off debt, and purchasing, paying off, or selling a home as solid financial moves. People who worked with financial advisors also generally felt more prepared to retire and less stresses about finances. 90% said the value of professional advice outweighed any cost. It can also help younger clients tap into generational wealth. The benefit of perspective is not lost on us advisors, Lawande said. Bargain Wireless Plans, from the July 2022 issue of Kiplinger's magazine. The following are picks from the wireless plan comparison website whistleout.com. All the plans offer unlimited talk, text, and data. Mint Mobile at $30 per month for new customers is just about as cheap as it gets for good coverage. Visible, rated best overall by whistleout.com, offers a $40 per month plan with unlimited mobile hotspot data, or for families, $25 per month per line. U.S. Mobile offers plans for $40 per month as well. And U.S. Mobile's family plan costs $85 per month for four lines. Telo, that's T-E-L-L-O, Telo's unlimited text, talk, and data plan costs $39 per month, and qualifying new customers can get 50% off their first month. Consumer Cellular's unlimited text, talk, and data plan is $55 per month. It offers special plans for seniors and offers AARP members a 5% discount. Financial planning tips for LGBTQ plus couples. How to make sure you and your loved ones are protected. This article is from Fidelity Viewpoints on Fidelity.com, published June 16, 2022. Two key takeaways from the article. When planning for you and your family's wants and needs, consider both current legal protection as well as benefits that are impacted by your state's rules. Number two, Having thorough, clear legal documents designating your wishes is critical to safeguard yourself, your finances, and your family. When putting together your financial plan, will, estate plan, and other personal affairs, it's important to consider which legal protections currently exist, as well as benefits that may be impacted by the state you live in or changes in laws. For example, there are many financial protections that are automatically triggered by legal marriage, including but not limited to next of kin, inheritance laws, and Social Security benefits. If you are legally married, then many of these rights and benefits will be put in place without additional paperwork. If you are in a relationship that does not have the automatic benefits of a legal marriage, then you will have to do additional paperwork to get as many of the protections and benefits as possible. However, it's not simply spouse or partner benefits that need to be protected. While there are now certain protections at the federal level, there are still many states that have not equalized benefits or put in place anti-discrimination laws that affect health care, housing, and access to credit. And there is often an underlying fear that the protections that do exist might change. There are also different rules across America about parental rights, adoption, and other family financial planning options. That's why it's particularly important for LGBTQ plus families to put a strong, legally secure plan into place. Here's where to start. Medical directives. Couples who have not legally married will not be afforded next of kin status for each other, and in the instance of a medical emergency, may even be treated as legal strangers. If you are incapacitated, that could mean your significant other would be bypassed at the hospital, and a relative would be called instead, even if you are not close with your family. That's why creating medical directives, also referred to as living wills, health care proxies, and medical powers of attorney, is important, even for couples who are legally married, in order to protect their rights and ensure that their medical wishes are followed. Once you've created directives, consider keeping them on the file with your primary medical provider and taking them with you when you travel. Power of attorney for financial decisions. For financial matters, even your spouse or next of kin would not be able to step in immediately and handle your money in a case of an emergency without a court order if you do not have a properly executed power of attorney. Wills. A will is critical in that it lays out your specific wishes regarding the distribution of certain types of assets. The absence of such a document may trigger your state's default distribution plan, which usually directs the assets to a legal spouse, or if none exists, to your blood heirs. However, these rules vary state by state. Thus, a will is especially important if you're unmarried and have a personal residence that you wish for your partner to continue living in after your death, or if you have assets with no assignable beneficiary that you want to leave to a partner. Trusts. Putting assets into a trust can help heirs avoid probate, which can be a time-consuming and costly process in some states. A trust can also help to protect the privacy of your beneficiaries and can help you direct when and to whom the assets are distributed, either immediately upon your death or long term. Beneficiary designations. Beneficiary designations on certain assets, such as life insurance, retirement accounts, and even bank and investment accounts, take precedence over wills or other instructions. That's why it's so important to review these beneficiary designations to make sure that you have named beneficiaries and that they reflect your current wishes. Titling. Ensure that the title to your assets, particularly property, is coordinated with your will. For instance, a house titled Joint Tenants with Rights of Survivorship will pass directly to the surviving owner when an owner dies, rather than through your will. Assets titled in an individual's name, absent a beneficiary designation, or as tenants in common will pass according to your will. Domestic partnership agreements. Unmarried partners often do not have any legal protections for their assets if their relationship ends. Domestic partnership or cohabitation agreements and separation plans may help outline financial expectations during the partnership, as well as how assets are divided if the relationship ends, keeping in mind that this may cause adverse income tax and gift tax consequences. Note, not all states allow for agreements by unmarried couples. Custody issues. Having children is a huge financial consideration, especially if you are considering fertility treatments, adoption, or surrogacy. State laws vary greatly with respect to the parenting rights of LGBTQ+ couples and access to services. Some states may require additional adoption procedures if one parent is a biological parent to a child but the other isn't. Take the time to understand the implications of any action you are considering and talk with a qualified financial professional before making any decisions. You may need help with taxes, financial planning, and legal issues. Rock the pre-owned look. The story from Kiplinger's Magazine, July 2022, by Emma Patch. Buying pre-owned clothing and accessories is a simple, environmentally friendly way to save, and it has never been easier to find what you're looking for. The online platforms to buy and sell gently used clothing and accessories are numerous, and the inventory is endless. Like traditional consignment stores, online platforms such as TheRealReal, TheRealReal.com, Poshmark, POSHMARK.com, Mercari, MERCARI.com, and ThreadUp, THREDUP.com. Take a small cut of every sale. But in many cases, you can bargain directly with the seller for the price you want. And when you're ready for something new, it's often easy to resell what you've purchased too. At Poshmark, for example, you can re-posh an item. And with the click of a button, the site will automatically populate a new listing for your page with photographs and details to help you make your sale. Depending on condition, you can often find steep markdowns on brand name luxury fashion. As always, beware the potential for scams. Ask sellers for photos of labels and seams and a description of the item's overall condition. Some platforms, such as TheRealReal, verify the authenticity of all luxury products before they go up for sale. What the Fed's massive new rate hike means for your money. This article is from Money.com, written by Julia Glum, and published June 15, 2022. The Federal Reserve took its fight against inflation to a new level on June 15th, announcing that it's raising interest rates by 0.75%, the largest increase the central bank has enacted since 1994. The target for the federal funds rate, or the rate at which banks lend each other money, is now 1.5% to 1.75%. Although an increase of that size was in line with the predictions, it's up from the 0.75% to 1% range set by the Fed this past May. It also represents a significant shift from the Fed's approach during the height of the pandemic, which was to keep rates near zero in hopes of spurring economic activity. While that may sound like a bunch of jargon, Fed rate hikes can actually have a meaningful impact on the wallets of everyday Americans, especially amid concerns about rising prices and the possibility of a recession. Here's what you need to know. Why did the Fed raise interest rates? The Fed likes to see inflation low and stable because that allows people and businesses to make sound decisions regarding saving, borrowing, and investment, which contributes to a well-functioning economy, according to its website. Ideally, that means it wants inflation to average out to about 2% in the long run. Inflation reached 8.6% in May, hitting a 40-year high for the fourth time this year. The Fed is now attempting to get things under control. The primary way it can do that is to raise the federal funds rate. Just how big is the Fed's new rate hike? The 0.75% increase is so big that Fed Chair Jerome Powell said last month that a hike of this size was not something the committee is actively considering. It's the largest since November 1994. We thought that strong action was warranted, Powell added in a Wednesday news conference. The Fed has raised rates twice this year so far, increasing them by 0.25% in March and 0.5% in May. Experts initially predicted 7 rate hikes in 2022, but the specifics are constantly changing because prices keep climbing. Ongoing issues with the supply chain and the Russia-Ukraine war have complicated the situation and exacerbated inflation too. As the Washington Post reports, the Fed is also grappling with criticism about its reputation. Powell, as well as U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, spent months insisting inflation was transitory, but recently had to walk back those remarks. It's possible the Fed is taking, and will continue to take, more aggressive action as a result. Fed cannot afford to be seen as behind the curve when its inflation-fighting credibility is under question, Andrei Sipka, head of the Blue Bay U.S. fixed income team at RBC Global Asset Management, wrote in an email to reporters. What does the Fed rate hike mean for me? When the Fed raises interest rates, it effectively makes borrowing money more expensive. Christopher Jones, chief investment officer at Edelman Financial Engines, told Money in February that variable credit card rates and adjustable rate mortgages, for example, tend to be very sensitive and ratchet up in lockstep with what the Fed is doing. We've already seen mortgage rates rise from 3.5% in January, when the Fed started saying it would raise rates this year, to over 6% now. This also means it's extra important to make sure you're not carrying a balance from month to month on your credit card. And if you are, you may want to put it on the card with the lowest annual percentage rate, or APR. Investors should be prepared for some market volatility in reaction to the Fed news, too. But as far as investment strategy goes, the best plan of action is likely to stay the course. Charles Schwab's Rob Williams told Money recently that we don't think people should make major changes as long as they have a diversified portfolio and keep their focus on the long term. We've run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. I hope you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. ¶¶